5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us on the line now, KT McFarland, Fox News National Security Analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland, and you should, because you learn something every day. KT, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so before we get into, there's a lot of stuff to talk about on the national security front. I also love your observations about politics, and we've just gotten this news about a big shakeup at the Donald Trump campaign. Some changes are being made. Do you have any thoughts about all that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is the first time. I like Trump because I think he's a unique historic opportunity to rethink national security, to rethink the economy, to rethink political alignments, and to throw out the established ruling class. But today, there was finally some good news, and that's Kellyanne Conway. I mean, she is simply extraordinary. She's came from a working-class background in Philadelphia, raised by a single mother, made her own career as a pollster, her own successful business. She's tough. She's smart. She's totally realistic, you know, no cobwebs in her head. And she's a terrific spokesman, and she's actually a really normal person because she's happily married with four kids. So I think this is really significant. If she is going to be able to help mold that campaign the direction it takes and help Donald Trump, whom she's worked for years, and help him mold the message, this could be a really significant turning point.
All right, and God knows we're going to be talking about it a lot today, so it was great to get your take on that, KT. I would love to turn you back to national security for a moment, because I am disturbed by this development that Russian bombers used a base in Iran to conduct airstrikes in Syria. This didn't get a whole lot of coverage, but this is a bit of a gap. I mean, you've been talking now for a couple of years about the balance of power in the Middle East. Is this another indication that we are losing it there?
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's that the Russians are giving the Iranians delivery of something called the S-300 state-of-the-art missile defense system. This is a whole new sort of level of missile defense system that would really make Iran invulnerable, you know, in other words, to be able to defend itself against just about any kind of an attack. So what I'm worried about as I look strategically, where does this all head, you know, what are 3 or 4 moves down the chessboard, is in a Russia, Iran, Assad of Syria alliance that also controls Baghdad, which is a Shiite government. Look, I think the Middle East is a big war between Shiites and Sunnis. They've been at it for, you know, millennia. They're going to keep going at it. But this now tips the balance because the Russians are in the Middle East. They're the dominant outside big power shaping events in the Middle East. And I guess we're twiddling our thumbs somewhere.
Are they flying across Iraq to carry out these attacks?
Sure, because, yeah, I mean, you look at a map.
I know. I mean, I'm looking at the map. That's got to be concerning, isn't it?
Well, think of the Baghdad government. Iraq, by the way, the good old-fashioned Iraq that has Shiites and Sunnis and Kurds, that doesn't exist anymore, and it's not going to ever exist anymore. Iraq is now, ISIS is a lot of the Sunni tribe areas. Baghdad is Shiite, and it's the government's headquarters, and that's really controlled, greatly influenced by Iran, not by us, but by Iran. And then the north is the Kurds. The Kurds are the only ones that are really fighting ISIS. So what my concern as I see it is that Obama's leaving the Middle East, and he's leaving Iran in charge. Iran gets nukes, Iran gets money, and as we're now seeing, Iran is getting the sort of military, hegemonic, diplomatic power, and it's going to be the big dog in the block.
All right. I want to ask you about the release of these Gitmo prisoners, because 15 of them have been released, and a lot of people are very critical of this decision.
Well, sure. I mean, not only are they being released and potentially going back into the battlefield? And we've seen time and time again that they do. But they become a huge public relations victory. You know, the Obama administration, Secretary Clinton, they're always talking about, well, we don't want to send the wrong signals. These are going to be used as recruiting tools, statements that other candidates make as recruiting tools for ISIS. Well, what do you think this signal sends? I mean, the United States is releasing the most hardened of Islamic extremists back into their regions. They're going back home. They're going to have ticker tape parades. They're going to be the rallying cry of the further expansion of the Islamic movement. It's all the piece that the United States is looking impotent and weak, and is getting, and the Islamic fundamentalist movement, the radical jihadists, are getting the better of the United States and all of Western civilization.
Finally, Donald Trump gave a very important speech this week about his plans for national security and specifically defeating ISIS. I would wonder, what was your take and also your take on Hillary Clinton saying flat out, ground troops over there, that's off the table. I mean, setting aside the fact that we have about 5,000 ground troops already over there.
You know, here's what makes me mad, is that it's not about ground troops. It is so much bigger than that. To be quibbling about, well, let's put a few ground troops here, a couple of drone strikes there. This is a war against Western civilization. It's not a war we started, it's not a war we want, but it's a war we have to win. And because radical Islam is, whatever we've done for 15 years, it has only made it worse. And so what I liked about Trump's speech was he didn't just talk about the military stuff, which is what Hillary talks about. He talked about the economic weapon. He talked about the ideological weapon. He talked about encouraging religious reformers. He talked about hold our nose and deal with allies in the fight against radical Islam, because we're all in this together like we were in World War II.
All right, we got to leave it right there. KT McFarland, always a pleasure. Thank you.
KT.
Thank you.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.